Good morning, good morning.
Happy blessed day. I believe it's Tuesday. Yeah, it's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everybody. Therapy 101, Research 101, Matthew Thomas. Today, what we're going to talk about is personal goals. But before I get into the topic, we're going to get into a prayer. Dear precious Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for blessing us, blessing our hearts, touching our hearts, our souls, our spirits, our minds, our bodies. Just helping us enhance and grow, and become more in tune with ourselves and our purpose in life and what you called us to do. So Lord, I just ask you to direct my voice. Direct my message, speak through me. I pray for my family, my wife, my children. I'm thankful for them. Keep them blessed on today. Touch them with a drip of your precious pureness. Lord, we know you're behind the scenes doing great things, but we realizing that you want us to do things too, and you have assignments for us, so we don't get in tune and we don't learn what those is, so we can be able to live our purpose. So Lord, I thank you and I praise you for the spiritual insight of being a person I am. Everything is all glory to you. Nothing for us to gain. So Father, we thank you and we praise you. Can you bless us as I deliver this message? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Excuse me. So the topic is personal goals. And I'm gonna dive right into it. It's important to have personal goals. It's very important. It's important to know what you want to accomplish, you know, and pursue things. Most of the time, we stuck because we're not trying to accomplish nothing personal. So if you're in a stuck stage, it's probably because you're not trying to accomplish nothing personal. So what I want to talk about is my own personal goal. For a long time, I was stuck. I had potential, had talents, had the gifts, but I just didn't have goals. I was just relying on fate to lead me into my journey. And I realized that's not life. Life is about having personal goals, personal things you want to accomplish throughout your lifetime, throughout your existence here. So it's important to have goals. And it's important to write them down and plan it and map it out. When you do that, you have a direction in life. You're not just waking up every day hoping something happened or wishing for something. So it's important to set goals. Set those personal goals. Set those milestones. Set things you really want to reach. And that's going to bring the happiness. Not too much of just acquiring things. That's fine to get. But it's important to have things you want to pursue in life. Because that gives you purpose. That gives you purpose in life and a reason to be on this earth. So today's message is personal goals. Set personal goals for yourself. Set things that you want to accomplish. Set things that you desire. And that's going to create a fulfilling life for you. So now that I got goals, personal goals, anytime I get distracted, it's easy to just look back at my goals and know what I'm living for. And it's becoming easier. Because I set personal goals, now I'm setting daily goals. So once you set those goals for your life, you'll be able to set the smaller goals for your day. And so on and so on. And you'll be in control. Because God put us in control. He wants us to live a fulfilled life. He wants us to conquer things. He wants us to make a difference. And how do we do that? We have to know our purpose. So if you're struggling today, I just want to let you know, set your own goals. Don't try to reach other people's goals or set your goals based on other people. You got to really sit down and figure out what it is you want out of life, what you want to pursue, what you're willing to do, how much work you're willing to put in to get those things done. So, personal goals, set them, and that's when life becomes easier for you. I thank everybody for listening to this message on personal goals. Hope it inspired you. Hope it brought you some type of clarity and joy, and just push you to the next level. So I'm Matthew Thomas, Research 101. Happy Tuesday. God bless. Wishing nothing but the best. Praying for answers, solutions to whatever it is you're facing today. So before I get out of here, I'm going to close it with a prayer. Dear precious Father, I thank you and I praise you for the day. As I deliver this message and just put it out there and put my voice out there more and just let the world know what's going on and not being afraid. Staying in tune, full of joy, full of light. Lord, I just ask you to use me as I'll be a vessel for you. I shine, be an example. Use my gift to help others develop their gifts. So Lord, lead me. Keep giving me assignments to do. Keep doing it. Keep being aware. Be on the lookout. Whatever it is, you could throw my way. Father, I pray for all of us. My wife and my children. Keep them blessed. Keep them holy. Let the inner energy manifest throughout the surface. Pray for my cousin, Damo, whatever he's facing. You know, I send a special prayer for him. I ask the angels to be with him, be with my family, be with my loved ones, be with us all. Lord, we know you behind the scenes. We know you're guiding us. We know you're real. We know it's only one. Father, I thank you and I praise you. Keep me blessed and magnified. Keep me holy and precious. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed day.